This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live, kicking off day number 4 of Freedom Fest, which has been a fantastic event loaded with all kinds of interesting people that you can just mill about and talk to. In many cases, folks who were on the stage or who will be on the stage are here just kind of, you know, interacting, mixing it up with folks. It's Ian and Mark here in our remote studio. And by the way, we're at the Paris Hotel in Vegas. We've got all kinds of wonderful folks who we're recognizing coming by, which is always fun. But a lot of new people and faces I've never seen before. Now, Mark, you say we've had this next guest on Free Talk Live in the
past?
Right.
He's been on the Edgington Post as opposed to sort of regular Free Talk Live. But yes, he's been on the air on Free Talk Live. Stephen Moore. And
so Edgington Post is our interview series, Stephen. And this is actually our broadcast radio show. So now we're on the biggest night here. Stephen Moore, as I understand it, you were actually appointed or attempted to be appointed to the Federal Reserve Board by Donald Trump?
I was nominated to be on the Federal Reserve Board, but I withdrew. But I have some very, partly because, by the way, I was nominated with Herman Cain, who's also here.
That's right.
And yesterday, I did see him, yeah.
Yeah, yesterday at the conference.
999.
We did, you know, what we would have done if we had on the Fed. We were the nightmare for the Fed because we wanted transparency, we wanted openness, we wanted the Fed to stop trying to squelch and stomp on growth, because we think the economy can grow much faster than it is. And so, anyway, I think it's an institution that needs radical reform.
How about just shut it down?
Well, I think we need a Fed, but it's got to be more responsive to people. I always ask this question. I mean, it's one of the most powerful agencies of government.
For sure.
And yet they're responsive to virtually no one. And there's no transparency. Now, why should they be operating in secret? It's like this secret handshaker they have or something over there. And I think it's bad for markets. So I ran on a campaign of openness and more growth. And I do think, by the way, the Fed is too tight. They should be cutting rates, because this economy can grow much faster than it is right now.
So cutting rates means
putting more dollar liquidity into the economy. There's not enough dollars in the economy now. Because of Trump's policies on cutting taxes, reducing regulation, promoting American energy, promoting American business, there's a big demand for dollars around the world, and that has to be accommodated. Look, growth does not cause inflation. Growth does not cause inflation. If you produce more goods and services, the prices of things go down, they don't go up.
Well, inflation, as we've said many times, is the increase in the money supply.
That's true. But it's also, it's a supply and demand. It's the supply of dollars, which you're right, that's when the Fed, you know, we learned this from Economics 100, remember? Inflation is too many dollars chasing too few goods.
Well, in economics class in government school where I went, they taught us that inflation was a rise in prices, but that's just a simple.
Well, that's a tautology. That's what inflation is. But what causes inflation is when you have too many dollars chasing too few goods. And right now, we have too few dollars chasing a lot of goods. And that's
why the dollar's strong, as we're hearing.
That's why the dollar is strong. It's a little
too strong. Dollar's lost like 90-something percent of its value over the last 100 years.
Yeah, but not recently. I mean, recently, the dollar is king. And, you know, I want a strong and stable. What I want from our currency, it goes back to why, you know, you have $20 bills in your pocket, and why I have $20, why people have savings accounts with dollars, because you have faith that the dollar will remain stable in price. And we want to make sure.
I do not have that faith.
Well,
I know that
you probably don't own dollars, right?
You could have
all sorts of other. You could hold gold.
But when you say it's king, you mean it's the king of the other.
It's the best currency, yeah.
Of all the other fiat currencies.
Well,
right?
You know, we should talk about that, because I'm now on the board of a new company called Decentral Bank, which is a cryptocurrency.
I definitely want to talk about that. What is it?
It's a cryptocurrency. It's a private money. So that if there's someone like you, Ian, who doesn't believe in the stability of the dollar, you can, you know, it's sort of like Bitcoin, although I think we have a better model. And it's a way to allow transactions to happen faster. It's a way to have to take away the government dominance of money. I mean, why should government dominate?
I support that.
Right.
I support
you know,
that.
I'm a libertarian, too. So, and by the way, you can tell there are good things, because the left, not just the left, but Republicans and Democrats are trying to regulate these things out of existence. They don't want the competition.
Nope. They do not like cryptocurrencies.
They do not. The
old bankers, in a lot of cases, don't like it either.
And they say, oh, gee, we can't have these cryptocurrencies. They're going to risk a financial crisis. I'm like, well, they don't need cryptocurrencies to do that. The central bankers have done that pretty well themselves, right?
All the time.
Yeah.
Ian, before we go off into cryptocurrency land, I want to talk about sort of the dollar strength against other currencies, because I didn't quite get what you were saying, Stephen Moore. The dollar, inflation is too few dollars chasing
too many dollars,
too few goods. So what you want is the Federal Reserve to create just the right amount of dollars, which is an incredibly difficult task, right?
That's right.
Just the right amount of dollars to chase just the right amount of goods
to
keep the U.S. dollar in line with the sort of slow crash of every other fiat currency that's around the world in the hopes that we can maintain dominance but not price ourselves out of the markets for exports. Is that what we're talking about here?
Well, what you have a currency for is to retain value over time.
Okay.
The reason I do hold $20 bills and I have a lot of savings in dollars, Ian, is because I do think the dollar will retain its value. Now, if the dollar fluctuates widely, one of the values of having that currency falls. So, for example, I don't know if you guys are old enough to remember, but I do when we had 15% inflation in the 1970s.
Yep.
Well, nobody wanted to own dollars, right, because they lose their value. Similarly, if the dollar is too tight, and you have deflation, we learned from the Great Depression, that can cause big problems too. So I like to look at commodity prices. I like to look at what's happening with gold and silver and copper and cotton and wheat and soybeans and timber and look at those over time and are they remaining stable in price. And the truth is, over the last year or so, commodity prices have fallen by about 10 to 12%, which is an indication of deflation, which means we need lower interest rates and more dollars.
What about the tariffs that we've seen with Trump? I mean, these have got to be affecting prices worldwide.
They are. And, I'm not in favor of auto tariffs, and I'm not in favor of steel tariffs, and I'm not in favor of aluminum tariffs. I do think, and by the way, I hope we get this free trade agreement done with Mexico and Canada, because, that would be very positive.
Is it going to be actual free trade, or is it going to be some
freer trade, right? Good point. There's no real true free trade. Here's where I may disagree with you fellows.
All right.
I'm in favor of what Trump is doing on China.
Okay.
I think China is we're in an abusive trade relationship with them.
I would concur with that.
I think that they cheat, they steal, they're stealing $300 billion of our technologies and our intellectual property. They are hacking our computer systems. They are involved in cyber espionage against the United States. We've opened up our markets to them. They haven't opened up their markets to us. And Trump wants to use the leverage that he has over China to force them to behave themselves. And there is some short-term pain to that. I think the economy would be growing faster if we didn't have this trade dispute. But in the long term, we can't go on with the current situation.
But you would agree that tariffs are basically a tax on the American
people. Of
course,
a tariff is a tax. By the way, for the first 120 years of our country, tariffs were the major way we raised revenues.
Yep,
so they're not a terrible way to raise
for the federal government.
For the federal government, yeah.
Right. One of the few constitutional ways, if you're
doing exactly. And they're kind of taxed on consumption. I'd rather tax consumption than income and investment. But also, we want taxes to be low. And we don't want to start trade wars around the country, around the world. And we are in a major, major epic battle right now with China.
I want taxes to be non-existent, but I'll take low if I can get it.
And by the way, we have relatively the lowest tariffs in the world. I think Australia is lower than we are. And I think what Trump wants to do is ratchet these other countries. I mean, Trump wants freer trade by forcing these other countries to lower their tariffs.
Yeah, it's an interesting approach.
It is. Debating that here at Freedom Fest. So Don Boudreau, who's an economist at the George Mason University, is taking the position of essentially unilateral free trade. I'm more in favor of... I used to be in favor of unilateral free trade. Now I want to use our leverage, because every country wants to trade with the United States. We're the big kahuna here.
Sure.
And we can use that leverage to force these other countries to treat the United States more fairly.
Well, I mean, obviously...
It's a risky strategy.
Yeah. I mean,
I see skepticism in your face, Mark.
I know it's not easy. See, I exist in this nether world of an abstract belief in free markets and free trade, and that governments are organizations that claim dominion over free people. And I live in a reality that it is only a government that can truly negotiate trade with another government, because I don't know why. I don't know why that is, but it seems to be the case that it is. And that, you know, if you want to get free trade, you have to get it somehow. Do I think that Trump is a genius? If he is, he's a genius at hiding his genius, too.
Stephen, can you stay with us for another segment?
Sure.
All right, we're going to continue here. Stephen Moore is with us. He's Trump's senior, was it economic advisor?
That's right.
And founder of an organization called Decentral, which we're going to get into here in just a moment.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces, even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Libertarianism is about living in a more free society. But what about living a free life? If you're stuck in a job, business, or relationship where you're not free, what good is a free society to you? You can live a more free life. I'm Caleb Jones, and my staff and I have taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income, location-independent businesses, and how to date women under your terms. Go to freelifeinfo.com to download 7 free books and podcasts so you can live a life like this too.
Are you concerned that the values that made America great are no longer taught in schools? Well, I am, so I got my son the Tuttle Twins children's book series.
My name is Jack, and I'm 11, and I just finished the Tuttle Twins series. It taught me about liberty, free market, economics, and entrepreneurship.
Give all the young people in your life a chance at reason and clear thought, because they're not going to get it at school. There are 9 books in the series, and each one teaches a set of ideas that children aren't getting elsewhere. Go to TuttleTwins.com and use coupon code FTL to get 40% off. That's TuttleTwins.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. We're at Freedom Fest 2019 for the final day of what has been a pretty awesome convention thus far. If you're not able to, well, obviously you're not able to make it out. It's over at this point by the time you're listening to this. But you probably don't want to miss 2020. I suspect that one's going to be pretty massive. Whenever it is.
I've had a blast here. I especially had a blast here with Stephen Moore in this interview.
You think Elizabeth Warren will come? Or
I'm hoping.
You know, Kamala Harris.
Bernie.
Let's bring Bernie to Freedom Fest. That would be fun.
I remember the story about Joe Biden when he came in when Air America was a big deal in radio. He came in and did an interview. Rachel Maddow interviewed him in front of a room full of Republican talkers, right? And, you know, like there was a smattering of applause at the end as he raises his arms. And it was just, it was so miserable, his reception. His face never broke. This guy's a consummate politician, no soul at all. And, you know, he's grabbing people's hands and shaking them on the way out, like, you know,
was he sniffing people's hair?
No, it's all old guys.
No, he didn't want to give a hug to anybody there.
By the way, Stephen Moore is one of Trump's the senior economic advisor for Donald Trump. He's with the Heritage Foundation, an economist with them, and involved in crypto.
And I have a book out, by the way, called Trumponomics that I wrote with Art Laffer.
Really?
Of Laffer,
with Art Laffer
fame.
From the Laffer Curve.
About our experiences helping put the economic program together for Trump during the 2016 campaign. And that's
Art Laffer have the Nobel Prize for economics?
He does not. He should.
Okay.
He should. He's probably not going to win one. But he did, about a month ago, he was awarded by President Trump the Presidential Medal of Freedom, which is a great, great honor.
The highest civilian honor.
Well deserved. But, you know, it tells you a lot about the Nobel Committee that they have not awarded Laffer the Nobel Prize, because you can make the argument he's probably one of the five most prominent and influential economists alive today.
Right, and the Nobel Prize is reserved for living.
He's the fifth on this.
Well, I appreciate, like, the crowds you run with, Stephen Moore. I appreciate you slumming it with us.
Yeah, and by the way, we're going to get into cryptocurrency here, because you've taken an interest in Decentral.Tech, which is your website. But first, I do want to tell you...
Decentralbank.Tech.
Sorry, Decentral.Tech. Thank you for correcting. Yep. Who knows what you're going to get at Decentral.Tech? Don't go to that one.
God knows.
While you're going to good cryptocurrency websites, check out HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com, because if you own a business and you want to, you know, let your customers pay you with cryptocurrencies, HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com makes it super easy. It's the folks over at AnyPay. We know them personally. They're based out of New Hampshire. And so you can easily accept Bitcoin, Dash, Zcash, Bitcoin Cash, and several other cryptocurrencies at your point of sale. Just go to HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com. They've got apps for iOS and Android. It's HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com. And it's free to accept these cryptocurrencies at your business, which you don't get that from the credit card companies. So, Stephen Moore, you know, what got you, you know, where did you get into crypto? How did that happen for you?
Yeah, well, you know, since I was not, you know, confirmed to be on the Federal Reserve Board, my idea was, you know, if you can't join them, beat them. So, in basically,
beat the Federal Reserve.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. I mean, so this is a currency that will compete with the dollar, the euro, the yen, the yuan, and you know, there are others. You mentioned Bitcoin, and the big one on the block right now is Libra, which is the new Facebook one. Which, by the way, last week they had hearings before the Financial Services Committee, and my God, they acted like this was Godzilla, you know,
isn't
invading the planet. I mean, oh, this is going to be horrible, and it's freaked out central bankers.
Yep.
It's freaked out the politicians. It's freaked out the regulators. But I love
it. Nothing about Google Pay and Apple Pay and any of these.
Exactly. I mean, you know, this is the new,
those are
this
crypto.
Is like the Wild West. You know, this conference is called the Wild West. Well, this technology is the Wild West. We're going to see in the next 5, 10, 20 years, all sorts of alternative currencies. I love the idea that you don't have to go to the government to get money. Why should the government monopolize money?
Well, and it's always been that way.
Well, that's not even true. You
that's true.
You know, as you know, from the early stages, people would just get silver tokens or gold, and they would, you know, independent of government. I like it for privacy reasons. You know, I want to be able to do things. Now, the government's, oh, my gosh, this could be drug runners, and it's going to be, you know, criminals are going to use this
hey,
money.
Guess what? They use cash for that.
Yeah, exactly. That's ridiculous.
They use the government's money for
but we think it's going to be, it'll make transactions much easier, much speedier, and this is the new big thing, and I'm proud to be part of it.
Well, was there something that, like, was it 10 years ago, 5 years ago? When did you kind of clue into the cryptocurrency?
Well, I mean, it was literally when Trump asked me to be on the Federal Reserve Board, I really became interested in money and, mm-hmm. and how it works and how it's dominated. And I mentioned earlier how it's just so outrageous. The Fed acts with this, you know, stone wall of secrecy around it. And this will be completely open. It will. It, and by the way, you know, currencies haven't done a very good job of retaining their value over time. You mentioned that, you know, a dollar today is worth 10 cents, for, you know, versus where it was, you know, even 50 years ago. So it's a hedge. And I think this will actually be a disciplining impact on government currencies. And the European Union and the European Central Bank is really freaking out about this.
Now, when you say this, do you mean cryptocurrency in general?
In general, yeah.
Okay. So tell me about decentral then.
Well, our idea is to peg, you know, the trick is how do you keep the currency stable? So we're going to peg it to the dollar because the dollar has been relatively stable over the last 30 years. And, you know, that the trick is how do you keep it stable over time? And then, you know, it's also you have privacy in this. You don't, you know, it won't be the government's business what you're buying, when you're buying, or where you are and all of these things. So we find it to be a very attractive alternative to owning dollars or yen or pesos or whatever it might be.
So is the European Central Bank, is it more worried about cryptocurrency than the United States is?
I would say yes.
And why?
Because they are socialists. Right. They believe the government should run everything, right? And so this is a libertarian dream, right, to have. And look, I'm not saying we're going to replace the dollar. I actually think it'll just be a supplement to the dollar.
Right. And it should just make the dollar easier to use in the Internet. That's all.
Yeah, I mean, yeah exactly. I mean,
you know,
it's well put.
And the dollar and the people who produce the dollar ought to think that's great. I have a nerdy economic question for you. Can you explain to me the difference between sort of the Sacagawea dollar made by the U.S. Mint and the United States Federal Reserve note that they call a U.S. dollar?
Boy. Like,
who are these organizations and how do they get to just make
that's
dollars?
Going soaring over my head. I don't know the
I'm
answer
sorry.
To that one. I knew you'd stump me. Stump the chump, right?
I just don't know how both the United States and the Federal Reserve can make money at the same time.
It's magic.
Okay.
They've got a wet magic wand and they can just make as much of it as they want. So, decentralbank.tech, they're calling this a decentralized central bank. What does that even mean?
Because it's not controlled by any, you know, like right now we have the Fed that controls our, you know, U.S. dollar. You've got the European Central Bank, which controls the euro, and likewise in China. And this is totally independent of government. And, you know, the government screws things up. You know,
we
share a kind of contempt of big government when it gets out of control. And this is a way to pull an end run around. I wouldn't own only, decentral tokens.
Sure.
But I would, it's a way of, you know, expanding your portfolio.
Are they out now? Is it available or is this being developed?
It's still being developed. Okay. It'll be out there in about, I'd say 6 months to a year.
Well, why don't you get back in touch with us when it does?
We
should talk in more detail.
I'll send you some tokens.
Well, wonderful. We love free money.
But, you know, I do think that, you know, the whole history of almost every financial panic. That's why remember I mentioned earlier that the ECB.
Before you get into a long statement here, if you want to stay, you can stay for another segment. If you
want to
go,
you've got to say this. Every single financial panic, virtually, there might be a few exceptions, was caused by monetary mistakes by these central banks, which
and
is why it's a joke that they, I mean, the Great Depression was solved, you know. So let's have private currencies. Go decentral.
Thanks, Stephen Moore.
Thanks, guys.
It's Free Talk Live.
This is a special alert for business owners, consultants, coaches, folks planning retirement, entrepreneurs, and anyone who is saving and investing to build a financial future. You are likely aware that financial privacy for most people has recently died a miserable death. And let's face it, without privacy, there really is no security, is there? Bankrupt governments and banks on the verge of collapse are perhaps the biggest threat to your financial future today. The Lighthouse Law Club recognizes this and has been working diligently to provide safe, secure, and productive tools to ensure your privacy, your financial security, and your future financial well-being, despite the catastrophes which many people fear are looming ahead of us. Find out more with a variety of free videos on the YouTube channel for Lighthouse Law Club. Just search YouTube for Lighthouse Law Club and secure your future today.
You USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The heat wave gripping a large portion of the country has killed at least three people now and forced the evacuation of about 250 residents from a retirement home, and also has sparked the cancellation of numerous public events. More than 126 million are under excessive heat warnings, and another 31 million are under heat advisory, according to the National Weather Service. Funeral arrangements are set for a retired Supreme Court Justice. USA's Wendy King has the details.
The body of former Justice John Paul Stevens will lie in repose at the Supreme Court on Monday. Members of the public can pay their respects from 10:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. following a private ceremony in the court's Great Hall. Stevens died earlier this week at age 99. He'll be buried in a private service at Arlington National Cemetery, the 13th justice to be buried there. I'm Wendy King.
This is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. We're here at Freedom Fest 2019 for day number four of this event. You can go to freedomfest.com to learn more about it. As we've been sharing with you over the past few days, all kinds of interesting voices and people and projects and things going on here. And now, Ian and Mark here in our remote studio, we're going to be talking again to John Stossel. It was like 10 years between interviews prior to the last interview we had of you, which was, I think, 2 weeks ago at this point. So welcome back, John.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah. So you were speaking here this weekend. Obviously, most of our listeners probably weren't here. They're listening on the radio. They're at home or going to work or whatever. Can you kind of give our listeners, so we're not recovering all the ground we covered at the last interview. What were you talking about here at Freedom Fest?
The same things I talked to you in the last interview. But here I played video clips from the videos. So
okay, great.
Got some laughter. It's my goal in life to get people to laugh while learning a little.
Well, what is it they say? If you don't make them laugh, they'll probably kill you or something like that? There's a famous old
statement.
Simpler.
They'll just watch something else.
Well, yeah, there's that.
If you, right, it has to be entertaining, and that's the thing about this, is that many of these economic ideas can be presented in a very boring way, but once we see the ludicrousness of the way things are being done now, it can be shocking. What are some of the things that are most ludicrous that you think are
that's
happening?
That's a tough question.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he played some videos, so.
I played my most watched video so far, which is 13 million views. And
is this of your newer set or
yes,
all the history?
The newer set.
Okay.
And This was on the $2 million bathroom in New York.
Oh, my.
And what advantage I have from having been on 2020 and Good Morning America all those years is I won some trust in people that I may disagree with them, but I'm fair. And so politicians often will agree to come on with me. And the Parks Commissioner came on, and he was just comfortable with the $2 million four-seater bathroom.
It's and
just
a, where is this?
In Brooklyn, in a park.
A government bathroom in a park.
A government bathroom.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And I pointed out that not far away in Bryant Park, a privately run park in New York City, they have a much nicer bathroom.
And what do they pay for it, do you know?
$244,000. And he said, well, you know, today this would cost $3 million because we have a lot of rules we have to go through in the city. We have to check with this person and that. And
got to get your permission slips and ask.
What galled me, and I think the viewers, is that he just accepts it. He's okay with it. It took 7 years to build this bathroom. It took 1 year to build the Empire State Building.
My God.
This is the water this bureaucrat swims in. And
right.
That's the thing is that he's not surprised at all. He's like, yeah, I saved you guys $1 million because I got this done before the new rule came in that said all toilet seats have to be flipped upside down 10 times before we put them on, or whatever it is that they say in any given circumstance. Sure, there's a private company that was able to do it for a ninth of what we were able to do it, but hey, you know, this is a better bathroom because it's government sanctioned.
And we hired union workers and followed union rules.
But you said the private bathroom was nicer. Can you give an example of in what way?
It's just nicer to look at. And the commissioner talked about, well, it has to cost a lot because we build these things to last. And these public bathrooms get lots of use. And then we put the split screen up of this bathroom in Brooklyn, which didn't have anybody around. At the same time, the Bryant Park bathroom, which is in time, just off Times Square, it was mob. People were waiting in line to get in. And
turns out that the government's not exactly telling us the truth on how these things work.
Well, he didn't lie. He said this will get a lot of use, but he was ignoring the point that the much cheaper bathroom looked good and had much more use. And just government sucks when it does things.
Well, yeah, and don't forget about, you know, the people got to go somewhere to shoot up their heroin and have sex and do another. And, of course, the private industry is more likely to keep their bathroom cleaner. I mean, who's ever been to a government park and been impressed by the bathrooms there? They're always disgusting.
Always is a big word, but they're usually less appealing than anything private.
Yeah, so that was one example that you were sharing with folks during your speech here. Is that right?
We also talked about Edgewater, New Jersey, this town right across the river from Manhattan. Beautiful views, but there's some wasteland right on the river, and a developer offered to come in and build a big apartment complex, lots of houses, pay tax money to the city, and he would give the city a free park, a free ferry stop, and a free school.
Good deal. We're in.
They turned him down, saying, now, we're getting overcrowded with development here. We're going to use this spot to store our garbage trucks with the view of Manhattan across the river. And you could say they were just dumb, except they had also just approved a bigger development by another developer.
One of their buddies.
Turns out they lived in his building.
Uh-huh.
So how do I do the confrontation there? The Jersey politicians know something's up. They're not going to sit down for an interview. But it is politics, so there are public meetings.
I've seen this one.
So I go to the meeting, and then producer says, you know, how are we going to get into this, and how are you going to start? And I say, I think I should just start with, are you on the take? Oh, no, that's too abrupt, he said. But I thought they'd kick me out if I didn't get to it right away. So I came in and said, you on the take, and you approved this one project, but you live in his building, you get in a special deal, and they said, we don't like your tone, and we're not
going
to answer.
Well, right, they don't have to answer. It's one of those public hearings. You can say whatever you want to them, and they can ignore you.
Good point. And they largely did, but they mumbled to themselves enough to look as guilty as they are.
Right, they probably are guilty. But I was in the first part, when you were just telling the first part of the story, it wouldn't surprise me if all the government just decided to start their garbage truck in multi-billion dollar real estate.
Because
that
can.
Doesn't surprise me at all, because they don't have the same incentives that any other organization would have. Sure, we got to store our garbage truck somewhere. Why not here on this piece of land that could have, sell, I don't know how many multi-million dollar condominiums that we could then collect taxes on, because garbage trucks or something. I don't even know. So that part didn't even surprise me. Then you find out that they're now approving another deal for somebody that apparently they have some relationship with.
Yeah, he's a big builder in town, and he's been cozy with the politicians for years. There are now lawsuits, and this will eventually change, but so far all these guys are still in office.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's not going to change much, because, whenever a lawsuit is successful, it's not like the other bureaucrats in other towns care. They just keep doing what they do. It's the good old boy network. Even though it's New Jersey, and it's New Jersey's sort of notorious for being corrupt, it really isn't any different anywhere else, is it?
No, though, as a consumer reporter, I've had more success where the people packed up their stuff and disappeared the next day. That doesn't happen with the politicians.
No, absolutely not. Well, they voted for us. They want us here, is what they think.
Yeah.
But, and they won't disappear, because they understand that, getting caught red-handed doesn't mean that much in politics. Here I am tomorrow.
Though they would say it wasn't red-handed, because we didn't see them taking the money. And the worst abuses are less visual and not illegal. The spending is horrible, but it's all legal. One of the new videos we're making is whose proposals will bankrupt us sooner. And I was amazed, researching it, nobody's keeping track of all these Democratic candidates plus Trump. So we totaled it up, and Trump wants to spend another $500 billion, mostly on defense.
But, of course.
But Biden wants to spend much more, Buttigieg about 8 times more.
Right.
Woo! And well, Harris, Sanders, and Warren, a million times more.
It just keeps
crazy.
Going. Wow. Right. They want to give $1,000 to every American every single month. They want to, make energy production as inefficient as possible. You got to make sure that you can get it with solar panels. Can't be nuclear power, which is incredibly efficient and the greenest energy out there. None of these things, right? It just makes it, it's like they want to live in caves.
John, your website, johnstossel.com. I know we caught you on the way out the door. Thank you so much for joining us again on Free Talk Live. Check him out. He's got some great videos on his YouTube channel at johnstossel.com. We've got even more coming up here from Freedom Fest 2019 as we continue broadcasting on day number 4. This is Free Talk.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on the mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I'm Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Macy's to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Macy's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live on day number 4 of Freedom Fest, which has been an epic 4-day-long conference here in Las Vegas, the Paris Resort. Or at least I presume it has been. We've been so busy interviewing people, I actually don't have any idea what's been going on.
My little slice of it has been fantastic.
Yeah, it's been nice talking to people, meeting new faces here, and including Grover Norquist. Welcome to Free Talk Live.
Good to be with you.
He's new to you, Ian, but I've had him on the Edgington Post a couple of times now.
Great.
I considered Grover Norquist to be the greatest libertarian activist in America.
Really?
He probably doesn't call himself a libertarian.
Well, thank you very much. I usually call myself a small L libertarian, yeah.
Okay, great. And, so you've got this tax pledge that you managed to hold the liars and thieves in Washington, D.C., too, and it's amazing. Tell me about it.
Well, back in 1986, we were trying to pass Reagan's tax reform bill. Mm-hmm. We were worried that people would stick tax increases inside the tax reform, and they'd pop it on us at the last minute, and before people could actually read it, it'd be a tax increase.
They would never do that.
Yeah, well, they try that at the state level all the time. And so I developed the pledge, which is a simple, I promise to vote against and oppose any effort to raise taxes thing. Got 100 congressmen and 20 senators to sign it. The president signed it. And then everybody knew we were not passing anything. It was a penny tax hike. It was actually a small tax cut and tax reform. And then we realized in the 1986 elections, we had a powerful tool to communicate to voters that I really won't raise taxes because I'm putting it in writing. And I'm signing my name, and there are two witnesses, and it's dated, and it's on the web, and there are many copies of the pledge. When Bush broke it in 90,
read then, my lips.
And then lost the presidency, threw yep. away a perfectly good presidency, all because he lied about taxes.
Yeah. Mm.
So from 1994 on, we've had 80 to 90% of all the Republicans taking the pledge, and nobody's broke it because they watched Bush go down in flames. So
yep.
that was a turning point in the modern Republican Party's history, and hopefully someday the Democrats will join.
Well, Bush told me that he that the reason was is that because of Ross Perot is the reason he lost the election.
Ross Perot would have been a joke as a candidate if the president had not broken faith with people on the tax cut. Why were people looking around for somebody else with big ears? Because the president had disappointed in that way. Which is, look, the president ended the Cold War. He kicked Iraq out of Kuwait without getting stuck occupying the place for a generation. He had a fairly successful presidency, except for one hole in the bottom of the boat.
Yep.
He lied about taxes, he raised taxes, and he lost the election.
So how do you get new politicians to sign this pledge? Because, I mean, this is a straitjacket on these guys.
Yeah, it's because they know, and you, the voter, know that it's a straitjacket that they put it on. Because they go to voters and say, you know, I'm never going to raise your taxes. It's in writing. And here it is, and here's your copy of it, and you can trust me. But then they have to live up to that trust. The good news is the Republican leadership in the House and the Senate, and the vast majority of Republicans, have all taken the pledge. So even if the guys who didn't take the pledge had impure thoughts at some moment about tax increases,
yeah, sure,
they haven't been able to find any friends.
So do they? Do some of them break it? I mean, and what happens when they do?
At the federal level, we haven't had anybody break it since Bush.
Wow.
At the state level, there have been a few people have broken it, and voters have talked to them. But
do you have some kind of campaign where you let people know?
Absolutely, yeah. Yes. We spend a lot of time and effort letting anyone know. We start letting them know if they're thinking about it. The former presidential candidate, Romney, announced he was thinking about a carbon tax. And then his guy said, well, he didn't say he was for it. He said he was thinking about it. So I tweeted that if my neighbor said he was thinking about eating my cat, that's not saying he'd eat the cat. He's just thinking about it.
Right.
I would leave the cat inside. So, and now Romney's staff is saying he's not thinking about it anymore.
Well, he's probably not thinking about the presidency anymore either. So.
Sometimes when people have impure thoughts, they need to be reminded not to do that. And that was a little bit of a sad situation that Romney would get himself tricked into saying something like that. Because you think you're sounding sophisticated because you're thinking about it.
Sure,
you know,
sure.
Like other guys aren't thinking.
He's pensive.
How about other guys thought about it, realized it was stupid pretty quickly?
Right.
You know, you don't.
So, I mean, I got to say, having been around for a few decades at this point, it doesn't seem like government's getting any smaller. I mean, it's definitely getting bigger, isn't it?
Well, depends how far you want to go back. When 1774, before the revolution, Americans were paying 1-2% of their income in taxes. So
they were also 85% in poverty.
Well, compared to the rest of the world, not. Just,
yep, right.
We were, if not the richest country in the world at the time of the revolution, close to it.
Right.
We were paying 1-2% in taxes. Britain was paying 20% in taxes.
Right.
And all Americans owned, land. I mean, it was unlike European countries. So we have had a challenge, though, as the government has drifted up, particularly with half of the government comes from 4 years in American history, 34 to 36, New Deal, 64 to 66, Great Society.
Right.
You add up all those programs, and that's 10% of GDP, half of the federal government. And that is what's growing. It's even displaced the military as the big cost of government, which it had always been before.
Sure.
And so we have got to reform the entitlements so they don't go bankrupt, and reform them so that they cost less, not more, and reform them so individuals have control, like with defined contribution pensions, like an IRA or 401k, which most people in the private sector have, rather than defined benefit plans, which are easy to turn into Ponzi schemes.
And another thing that I think is worth pointing out here is that the government's not just taxation, it's spending too. And
right, so they can raise spending but not raise taxes,
they can
and
do
they create
that. And
a deficit?
That's why there's, the debt, right?
Debt.
So there's $22 trillion in debt. And one man, which is, what Grover Norquist has, a little organization, but I mean, it's amazing the stick that this little guy wields. He can go out and really bang these guys over the head. But I mean, let's create the next organization that's a success. successful as Grover Norquist's here by simply creating the one that's about spending. Grover, you've stopped him from taxing.
Right. The good news is taxes are one of the most powerful issues in American history going back to the tax revolt
we do
of
hate
1776 because they're an impediment to freedom. And that's what we've done is made it easy for an elected official to say, on taxes, I'm with you, and to make it credible. And you do know that I watched George Herbert Walker Bush throw away his public career, so you know I'm not thinking of doing that. That's not happening.
Right.
If I take the pledge, if I put it in writing. Then the desires for the state for more power go into two areas. One is spending and borrowing, and the other is regulations. And so we need to come up with ways to put barriers, and what Trump has done in undoing a lot of regulations is very helpful. But even more important, we need to change some of the rules that say regulations can't make the government bigger. Only laws could, only the Congress, because a lot of the growth of government was never voted on.
It's bureaucrats writing regulations.
Bureaucrats, yes. And so if we can get that reined in, which we need to do, and deal with spending. And right now the spending solution is the idea of block granting all of the welfare programs to the states, putting them on automatic pilot, not going crazy, but just with inflation. That alone saves trillions of dollars and would give you 50 states competing to do it the best way. We did a little of that with aid to families with dependent children, welfare.
What was that again? A little bit of the
we did a little bit of the block granting to the states.
Mm-hmm.
When Clinton, after vetoing the bill twice, signed it, then every state said, here's the amount of money you get. It grows very slowly. But you can do anything you want with the money to tell people you got to be able-bodied and work or, you know, what is it? And we dropped costs there about 30-plus percent. We need to do that with all the welfare programs, from food stamps to housing, and drop those costs as well. What the pledge does do on spending is if you take taxes off the table, the only way you can deal with the deficit is to reform government to cost less. When we went head-to-head with Obama in 2012, he wanted to raise taxes $1.4 trillion and the Republicans said, no, you have to cut spending $2 trillion over the next decade. And what we eventually got was not a penny more in taxes, not a penny more in taxes. We were on $1.4 trillion, but actual spending restraint. And we went from 24% of GDP, federal government, to 20% of GDP, collapsing his plans. Now, still too big. And with entitlements, it'll drift back up if we don't do it. But because we refuse, in a time of crisis, we refuse to raise taxes, the only other lever you had on debt was spending. And that we were able to make progress on.
Can you tell people where to go to support your organization and sign the pledge if they're a politician?
Oh, absolutely. Our website is ATR.org.
And that stands for?
Americans for Tax Reform.
Can you stick with us for another segment, Grover? Maybe 10 more minutes?
Sure.
All right, more coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live. We got Grover Norquist with us. I'm a little obsessed with My Magic Mud. Several years ago, I met Jessica Armand, the founder and CEO of My Magic Mud, and I didn't even know my teeth were coffee stained. A week's worth of use convinced me, and now I use it every 3 or 4 days. It's clinically proven to whiten teeth, and I think it cleans better, too. My Magic Mud's available at most local health food stores, Sprouts, Natural Grocers, CVS, Walmart's Natural Beauty Aisle, but I can get it for you for 20% off with coupon code FTL20 at MyMagicMud.com. FTL20, MyMagicMud.com. I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.